Today, we're teching it to the next level. All bits are off. P.S. You won't know what to expect. Windows 11 might be getting start menu ads, according to Microsoft itself. U.S. users of the newest preview build in Windows 11's beta channel will now see ads for apps and allegedly websites that Microsoft thinks you might be interested in. The recommendations will naturally appear in the recommended section of the start menu, which has normally only been used to display recently used or opened files, folders, or apps. Having said that, these changes may never show up in a final version of Windows, but if they do, you can apparently turn off the ads in Windows settings if you only want your start menu to display the apps you've actually installed on your PC. You do you.
Weirdo.
You too good for new things? You'd think Microsoft may have better things to do than scare people away from Windows 11, like, for example, making it possible for Windows 10 users to upgrade in the first place. Microsoft just fixed an issue that has been blocking some Windows 11 upgrades for 2 years. Windows 10 users with Intel Smart Sound Technology audio drivers installed have been unable to upgrade since at least November 2021. Forget convincing you to upgrade to Windows 11. Microsoft can barely manage to make upgrading possible in the first place.
Those poor, poor people.
Imagine not even having the luxury of telling Microsoft no. That's like the one thing you get. PC cooling company and giant robot made of light fixtures, Lamptron, has been giving away counterfeit software keys with its products. This was discovered thanks to an investigation by German overclocker Der Bauer. Lamptron has been giving away license keys for Ada 64, a diagnostic and benchmarking software. After hearing from an employee that Lamptron provided keys don't work, Der Bauer decided to look at the key he received with a Lamptron ST060, an air cooler with an LCD screen on it you can use to display data from your motherboard sensors using, you guessed it, Ada 64. On the packaging for the ST060, it says the Ada 64 key is a free version and doesn't support updates. What that means in practice is if you try and update this free version, it becomes marked as an illegal copy.
And self-destructs.
And then your mom finds out. Final Wire Limited, the makers of Ada 64, told Der Bauer they are aware of Lamptron bundling invalid licenses with their products. In fact, Final Wire doesn't know if Lamptron has ever bundled valid licenses. It's probably just some sort of technical glitch on Lamptron's part. I mean, that's probably also why Lamptron's site is down. An innocent, perfectly legal virus of some kind.
We should have never built this robot.
And they just happen to be in the Cayman Islands for other reasons. Tesla is having a bad time. Today, the company has announced a 10% reduction in its workforce after apparently halting Cybertruck deliveries. Multiple customers were informed over the weekend that there was an unexpected delay regarding the preparation of their vehicle, as opposed to all those expected delays. Longtime Tesla correspondent Holmar's Catalog tweeted that the delay was due to an issue with the accelerator pedal. While that isn't confirmation, some Cybertruck customers have reported issues. Yesterday, an owner posted a TikTok claiming the metal cover on his accelerator pedal slid off and got stuck underneath part of the dash, pressing and holding the accelerator down. Earlier this month, another Cybertruck owner claimed they crashed into a light pole because their vehicle didn't slow down when they took their foot off the accelerator.
Just didn't want them to be a
Elon's favorite movie is Speed. So the 6,600-pound pickup may not reliably slow down. At least those sweet windows are baseball-proof.
You'll be safe from hoodlums.
Yeah, but you can reliably stop overpaying for your cell phone thanks to our sponsor, Telo. They're offering more data and lowering their prices for every single plan. With Telo's unlimited plan, you get a host of features like free international calls to 60-plus countries, free hotspot and tethering, and unlimited 2G data after you've used your 35-gigabyte 4G LTE / 5G balance for just $25 a month. Oh, and forget those binding contracts. With Telo, there is no bulk buying, no advance or annual payment, no contracts. Just pure flexibility to build your own phone plan just the way you like it. It's like this. Or this.
What?
It's flexible.
Okay.
Say Telo to your new phone plan at the link below. Quick bits are a lot like normal news, but they're fun size. People constantly tell me size doesn't matter, so I'm sure they're just as good as average size stories. Intel unveiled their next-gen CPU socket, which will gently cradle the company's upcoming Arrow Lake, aka Core Ultra 200 desktop processors, when they launch later this year. Intel's current-gen chips use the LG 1700 socket. The new one's called LGA 1851, which means it's 151 pins better. I say that because, as of now, we literally don't know why those extra pins are there. They might be used for extra power or PCIe lanes, or, as PC Gamer points out, they might not be put to use until the processor generation after Arrow Lake arrives. What we do know is that buying motherboard with higher number feel better than lower number. That all reason we need. Adobe is working on adding generative AI video features to its Premiere Pro video editor this year. They showed off a preview of what the technology may look like in a YouTube video, and you can tell it's just a proof of concept because the Premiere didn't crash a single time. As if it wasn't enough for them to have their own AI video generator, Adobe is also looking to integrate third-party tools like Pika, Runway AI, and OpenAI Sora. With these upcoming AI tools, you won't believe how many new ways Premiere will be able to crash.
Society. It's over. We're done.
Now rendering society. Boop! Google I.O. is coming up. That means it's time for every detail of upcoming Pixel phones to leak. A Google insider has told Android Authority that the Pixel 9 series will have emergency satellite coverage, similar to the newest iPhones. Meanwhile, the entire appearance of the Pixel 8a leaked thanks to the mobile carrier US Cellular. But US Cellular didn't leak any color options, because outlet Android Headlines already did that the day before. And that was pretty much the only mystery left since the 8a's entire specs were leaked over a week ago. You know, for a company that collects as much data as it does, Google sure is terrible at keeping secrets.
Why does that happen?
Did you not use the incognito tab?
And they didn't even need Linus to help.
Garner, a company specializing in data elimination, has released a video demonstrating a new tool for rapidly dismantling decommissioned hard drives for recycling, the Diskmantler. Patent pending.
This summer.
Be there.
No disks are safe.
The Diskmantler disassembles drives using an innovative process of rapidly vibrating them until they simply fall apart. A process that typically takes between 8 and 90 seconds and requires no cooldown between drives, unlike me. And honestly, I think that's how a lot of us would like to go. Violently jiggled into oblivion and harvested for parts. That's my kink. Jessica wrote that. And a rebuilt version of audio-based social media app AirChat has launched on Android and iOS. Despite being currently invite-only, AirChat is already ranked 27th in social networking on the Apple App Store. All posts and comments on AirChat are audio posts with an attached transcription. According to the app's creators, the idea is to humanize online communication by using the natural voice, which will help users get along better. But I'm not sure my Twitter experience would be improved by actually hearing someone telling me I deserve to be shot because I dressed my dachshund as a hot dog.
They're not people.
He's overheated.
Now I want to eat it.
And you'll be a hot dog if you come back on Wednesday for more tech news. Ooh. I'll have to keep myself from slathering you in ketchup and relish. It's a compulsion I have. I've already received numerous warnings from Riley.
That's okay.
It's actually why he's not on camera. He's already sticky.
Clean this up.